1 Corinthians chapter 15. Now I am making known to you, brothers, the gospel which I preached to you, which you also received, and in which you stand, by which you are also being saved, if you hold on to the words with which I preached the gospel to you, unless you have come to believe in vain. For I have passed on to you, in the first place, that which I for my part received, namely, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen by Cephas, then by the 12. After that he was seen by more than 500 brothers at once, of whom the majority remain to the present time, but some have fallen asleep. Then he was seen by James, then by all the apostles, and last of all he was also seen by me, one untimely born, as it were. For I am the least of the apostles, and I am not fit to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace towards me has not been in vain, but I have toiled more inordinately than them all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which is with me. So whether it is I or they, this is what we preach, and this is what you have believed. But if Christ is preached, namely that he has been raised from the dead, how is it that some among you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? Now if there is no resurrection of the dead, then neither has Christ been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is vacuous, and your faith is also vacuous. And we are also found to be false witnesses of God, because we have testified against God that he raised Christ, whom he did not raise, if the dead really are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, neither has Christ been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. In that case, those who have fallen asleep in Christ have also perished. If we have only hoped in Christ for this life, we are the most pitiable of all men. But as it is, Christ has been raised from the dead. He has become the first fruit of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead also came through a man. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive, but each in his own order. Christ the first fruit, then those of Christ at his coming. Then the end comes, when he delivers the kingdom to him who is God and Father, when he abolishes all rule and all authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all the enemies under his feet. The last enemy which will be abolished is death. For he has put everything in subjection under his feet. And when he says everything has been subjected, it is evident that it is with the exception of him who made everything subject to him. And when everything has been subjected to him, then the Son himself will be subjected to him who subjected everything to him, in order that God may be all in all. For otherwise, what will they who are baptized for the dead do? If the dead are not raised at all, why are they baptized for the dead? And why do we endanger ourselves all the time? I die every day, I swear by the exaltation over you which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord. If I, humanly speaking, have done battle with wild beasts in Ephesus, what advantage do I have if the dead are not raised? Then let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. Do not be led astray. Bad company corrupts good habits. Sober up, as is right, and do not sin. For some are ignorant of God. I speak to your shame. But someone will say, how are the dead raised? And with what kind of body will they come? You fool, what you sow, surely it does not give life unless it dies. And what you sow, you do not sow the body which will come, but a bare seed, whether it happens to be of wheat or of some other crop. But God gives it a body as he has willed, that is, to each kind of seed, its own body. Not all flesh is the same flesh, but there is one kind for men, but another kind of flesh for cattle, and another for fish, and another for birds. And there are upper heavenly bodies and earthly bodies, but the glory of the upper heavenly ones is of one kind, whereas that of the earthly ones is of another kind. The glory of the sun is of one kind, and the glory of the moon is of another kind, and the glory of the stars is of yet another kind. For one star differs from another star in glory. So is also the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in perishability, it is raised in indefectibility. It is sown in dishonour, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown as a natural body, it is raised as a spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. So it also stands written, the first man Adam became a living soul, the last Adam a life-giving spirit. But the spiritual was not first, but the natural. Then came the spiritual. The first man was of the earth, of dust. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As the one of dust was, so also are those of dust. And as the upper heavenly one is, so also are the upper heavenly ones. And just as we bore the image of the one of dust, so also let us bear the image of the upper heavenly one. And I say this, brothers, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does perishability inherit indefectibility. Look, I will tell you a mystery. We will not all fall asleep, but we will all be changed, in an unsplittable instant, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet call. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised as indefectible, and we will be changed. For this perishable state must put on indefectibility, and this mortal state must put on immortality. And when this perishable state puts on indefectibility, and this mortal state puts on immortality, then the word which stands written will apply. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your sting? Where, O Hades, is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, my beloved brothers, be firmly seated, steadfast, always abounding in the Lord's work, knowing that your labour is not in vain with the Lord.